The Calabar Infant Primary and Junior High School in downtown Kingston received a well-needed facelift on Wednesday as part of Labor Day activities across the island under the theme Wrap It Up, Fix It Up. The improvement works included painting of the computer labs, bathrooms, the entrance to the school and interior walls, as well as repairs to light fixtures, windows and the roof of the computer lab. Principal Josette Leslie expressed thanks to the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, for spearheading the project.
We are very happy that the UDC has tried to create an uplifting, stimulating environment for our clientele. The school is over 200 years old and the oldest school in the Caribbean of its nature.
The project forms part of the UDC's plan for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston and was one of seven Labor Day projects carried out in five parishes. The Labor Day activities were also organized to mark the UDC's 50th year of making development happen in Jamaica.
The five projects that we have going on are commemorative of the five decades of development that we've had. We feel that in carrying out our 50th anniversary celebrations, it's important for us to touch a kaleidoscope of projects that reflect our impact on primary and secondary infrastructure and how we have helped to make development happen.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham. The UDC also spearheaded projects in St. Catherine, St. Anne, Portland and St. James and participated at the National Labor Day Project at the Cumberland Health Center in St. Catherine. Reporting for JIS News, I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
Over in Portmore, St. Catherine, the thrust to improve facilities for persons with disabilities was well demonstrated at the Windsor School of Special Education, located in Greater Portmore. In addition to a fresh coat of paint, the school got a refurbished play area, a new garbage disposal area, and a reconstructed bathroom for female students. The work was organized by the Portmore Municipal Council in collaboration with several organizations, including Highway 2000 East West, Access Financial, Portmore Holiness Church, and the Kiwanis Clubs of the First City, South St. Catherine, and Portmore.
We realized that these group of students are most times neglected, and we thought it necessary to partner with other Kiwanis Clubs to give this school a facelift. We have also gone ahead and seek sponsorship for Carlin Publishers to get books for their resource center. And we plan to continue our presence here in whatever way possible.
President of the Kiwanis Club of South St. Catherine, Charlene Mackenzie Morris. Mayor of Portmore, Leon Thomas, says construction of some 15 access ramps were targeted across four locations in Portmore this Labor Day.
We are building a lot of ramps at the health center. And we are building ramps also at the post office because we have gotten complaints that there are people who want to use the institution and having challenge accessing the institution, including the junior center and the library. So I'm putting in approximately 15 ramps at those institutions. We have 43 projects across this municipality. We are also working on the health center in Waterford. We are working on the Christian Penn Health Center also. We are working at Ascot Primary. We are working at the Ascot Basic School. And we are also at the Ascot High School.
Reporting from Portmore, St. Catherine, I'm Vaughn Davis with a recap of Labor Day 2018 activities.
You cigarette too, dear, sir. Is a one that must say, don't do it.
Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake.
You must proud of Lisa, though.
If a social go on, no. You can't imagine university.
By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan to use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But away you there. That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title is more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your own and them care on you have.
May I forgot to call HAJ tomorrow to find out how me can get my title?
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.